Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now, your trusty guide to everything happening from the valley floor to the mountaintop, and occasionally beyond it. Today, we're talking bugs that bite, roads that rumble, art that inspires, and bikes that absolutely do not have training wheels. And yes, it's National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day. So if today's news feels a little sweeter, now you know why. This episode is proudly sponsored by JS Automotive, keeping Bishop running smoother than warm cookie dough on a hot day. Be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow us on socials, and turn on those notifications so you never miss a moment in the Sierra Spotlight. The Inyo County Public Health Department has confirmed that mosquitoes collected in the Owens River Delta area have tested positive for West Nile virus. The samples were trapped on July 29th, and officials say this is the first detection of West Nile virus in Inyo County since 2023. And while there haven't been any human cases reported so far, public health is reminding residents this is your cue to spray, cover, and dump. That means using EPA-registered insect repellents with DEET, picaridin, or oil of lemon eucalyptus, wearing long sleeves and pants if you're out around dawn or dusk, or avoiding outside activities altogether, and eliminating standing water besides. That's where mosquitoes breed. Symptoms of West Nile in humans can range from mild fever to serious neurological illness. So if you've got a headache that won't quit and you've been outdoors, don't brush it off. For more information or to report mosquito activity, you can contact the Owens Valley Mosquito Abatement Program by calling 873-7853. The UC White Mountain Research Center is kicking off its Art and Nature fundraiser with an opening reception this Thursday, August 7th from 6 to 8 at the Inyo Arts Council Gallery in Bishop. This event brings together artists inspired by the Eastern Sierra landscape to help raise funds for the center, including student research at the center, because if you're going to learn about nature, why not do it surrounded by beauty? Expect art displays, a chance to meet the artists, and of course, refreshments and conversation. The artwork will be auctioned later on, with proceeds supporting research grants for students studying everything from geology to climate science in the White Mountains. Can't make the reception? The art will remain on display through August 27th at the gallery and will be auctioned off on October 19th at the Owens Valley Station Open House. You can learn more or donate directly by visiting the UC White Mountain Research Center website. Whether your check engine light just came on or your brakes are making that mystery noise again, JS Automotive in Bishop has got you covered. Locally owned and operated, JS Automotive is the shop Eastern Sierra drivers trust for honest diagnostics, quality repairs, and fast service that gets you back on the road without the stress, of course. They work on all makes and models, domestic or import, and they're known for their straightforward advice and fair pricing. No upsells, no surprises, just solid auto work from folks who know their stuff. So whether you're a daily commuter, a weekend warrior headed into the backcountry, or just trying to keep the family car running strong, JS Automotive is your pit stop for peace of mind. JS Automotive, honest work, done right, right here in Bishop. Northern Inyo Healthcare District has been recognized by the California Department of Healthcare Services for its work advancing care for Medi-Cal patients. The award was given as part of the Quality Incentive Pool Program, spotlighting healthcare organizations across California that are raising the bar for how medical services are delivered. NIHD's inclusion highlights its commitment to equity, innovation, and expanded access, not just checking boxes, but transforming care systems. NIHD's Manager of Quality, Ali Feinberg, called the honor a true team effort and credits team members like Michelle Garcia and Jessica Knott for leading the way in supporting healthcare access in the Eastern Sierra. In short, good care is no longer just a goal, it's a habit, and one that's getting noticed at the state level. The National Park Service is launching a $62 million utilities overhaul at Furnace Creek and Death Valley National Park. The project will overhaul the largest wastewater system in the park, critical in a park that hosts over a million visitors per year and routinely hits some of the highest temperatures on Earth. Over the past few years, the wastewater system has required constant repairs, with the National Park Service staff repairing the water system 43 just last year. The funding for the project comes from the Great American Outdoors Act, which uses royalties from offshore oil and gas leases and prioritizes funds for national parks, forest, and wildlife refuges. This project seems as a major upgrade in safety and a huge step towards modernizing systems throughout the park.
Inyo County has a huge retired population of patients with a lot of cardiac problems. It's a 4-hour drive to Reno. They need somebody down here who's going to be in person taking care of them. My specialty is general cardiology with an emphasis in heart failure. I really wanted to be the kind of doctor that makes sure patients understand their care. Bishop is a great place to live. As a result, it attracts really good practitioners trained at top programs in the nation. That energy, it's always pushing you to be at the top of your game. We're going to turn our cardiology program into a top-notch program, and it's only going to continue to grow. 20 years ago, the survival expectation of somebody with severe heart failure may be 3 to 5 years. Today is 20 to 25 years. For somebody who's 60 to 70 years old, that means now living a normal lifespan.
Caltrans has released its weekly Eastern Sierra Traffic Advisory, and if you're hitting the road between Inyo, Mono, and Kern counties, here's your cheat sheet for dodging delays, or at least mentally preparing for them. Wire crossing over the roadways near Mojave is set to begin this week on State Route 58. Expect traffic breaks and delays Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Along US 395 near Cemetery Road and Levining, crews will be replacing poles and crossing wires, so expect intermittent lane closures and delays tomorrow, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. And finally, crews will also be replacing poles and crossing wires over the roadways in Bridgeport. Expect short-term lane closures Wednesday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Other projects, including the Bishop Pavement Project, the Rock Creek Pavement Project, and the Olancha-Cartago 4-lane project, are also continuing to work this week. Remember, Caltrans asks all drivers to slow for the construction zone and give workers the space they need. You might be in a hurry, but the folks in Orange are trying to get home too. For live updates and closures, visit the Caltrans Quick Map website. And in upcoming events this week, we got a jam-packed schedule up in Mammoth. Minaret Cinemas continues their kids' summer series with Shrek, showing Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. this week. Tonight, Mammoth High School's Booster Club will be meeting at the MHS Library at 5:30 p.m. Distant Brewing is continuing their weekly tradition tonight with their open mic night beginning at 6 p.m. Tomorrow, the Mammoth Lakes Chamber of Commerce will be hosting a free power lunch at Roberto's Cafe, diving into the Community's Reinvestment Act and accessing capital brought to you by the Eastern Sierra Community Bank. Once again, this is a free event. Just be sure to RSVP. On Wednesday, the Eastern Sierra Community Bank and the Eastern Sierra Business Resource Center will be hosting a similar lunch event at the Business Resource Center beginning at 11:30 a.m. Tomorrow also marks Mammoth Brewing Company's weekly trivia night beginning at 6:30 p.m. Lastly, the McCoy Arts and Cultural Center will be holding a groundbreaking ceremony at 2:30 p.m. on Wednesday. Be sure to check out some of the events, and if you're wanting to learn more about what this community has to offer, be sure to check it out. EasternSierraNow.com/events, or just download the mobile app. You're looking for a career that combines purpose, leadership, and the chance to help protect the Eastern Sierra's clean air and natural beauty? The Great Basin Unified Air Pollution Control District is now hiring an administrative services officer, and they want someone like you. This is a full-time position based in beautiful Bishop, California. As the administrative services officer, you'll be the backbone of district operations, managing key areas like fiscal planning, human resources, payroll budgeting, and administrative oversight. And the perks? Oh, they're solid. Competitive salary, CalPERS retirement plan, excellent health, dental, and vision coverage, generous vacation and sick leave, and a supportive professional work environment surrounded by Eastern Sierra mountains, lakes, and endless outdoor opportunities. To qualify, you'll need experience in administrative or financial management, ideally in a public agency. Strong leadership, organizational, and communication skills are essential. And if you know your way around government budgeting and HR systems, even better. Make sure you say that. Ready to make a real impact and work where others vacation? Apply now for the Administrative Services Officer position at gbuapcd.org. This message is brought to you by the Great Basin Unified Air Pollution Control District, protecting air quality across the Eastern Sierra and supporting the professionals who make it all happen. Mammoth Bike Park is your summer destination, delivering approximately 84 miles of single track across 53 total trails. With over 45 trails currently open, that's a full spectrum of terrain from mellow to mayhem. Mammoth's signature pumice lace trails deliver a loose, sandy, surf-like flow. From the summit, views stretch across jagged alpine ridges, Mono Lake, and Owens Valley, a view worth the climb even before the ride begins. Remember to start slow in the discovery zone to warm up before attempting the more difficult trails. Whether you're dialed in on staging a summit-to-valley descent, or just rolling through mellow paved berms, Mammoth's over 45 open trails offer something for every rider. With a mix of flow, technical terrain, and panoramic high alpine scenery, it's more than just a bike park. It's an Eastern Sierra adventure, lift served and ready to roll. See you out there. Not me. Somebody will. Onto your weather, brought to you by Back Alley Bull and Grill, where your strikes is satisfying as a perfect forecast. Let's check out what Mother Nature has in store for Bishop and Mammoth this week. In Bishop today, expect clear skies and dry air with a high near 97 and an evening low around 54. Tomorrow brings more sunny skies, highs climbing to 99, lows holding steady at 55, and Wednesday is mostly sunny with temps peaking around 100 and cooling down to 55. Over in Mammoth today, expect beautiful sunshine, a cool high of 73, dripping to 41 overnight, and tomorrow will bring more of the same. Plenty of sun, 78, 43, degree with afternoon breezes, and Wednesday, sunshine reigns supreme. Highs tipping 79, crisp low 47. That's your Eastern Sierra outlook. Hot and dry in Bishop, mild and breezy in Mammoth. Thanks again to Back Alley Bull and Grill, where you can cool off with a cold one after a hot day on the road, on the trails. And that's it for today's dispatch from the land of the high desert, high elevations, and now high cookie consumption. Big thanks again to JS Automotive, where the only thing more reliable than your repairs is their reputation. Go forth, be informed, maybe treat yourself to a cookie or five, and we'll see you next time right here on Eastern Sierra Now.